After the children of Israel were in the Promised Land and the sacrificial system for atonement of sin was in place, they still had a choice to make. Would they continue to serve the gods of their fathers, or would they put away those gods and serve the Lord? Joshua cautioned the people that their willful association with other gods would not be forgiven. He warned them that the Lord would turn and do them evil and consume them even after He had done them good. Joshua petitioned the people, "Choose you this day whom you will serve." And the people answered and said, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods." We know from the biblical record that the children of Israel did not put away the paganism that was among them. Because of that, they were sold into the hands of their enemies, and when they cried unto the Lord, He told them to go and cry unto the gods that they had chosen, and let those gods deliver them. The very same pagan gods and goddesses which the children of Israel refused to put away in Joshua's time can still be found by one name or another in the organized church of today. Balaam is the equivalent of the sun gods celebrated on December 25th, and Ashtaroth is now known as Easter. We too have a choice to make. Who will we look to in the time of our distress? Psalms 34 tells us that the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Proverbs 28 says, "He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination." I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.